You're listening to Farm Country 102.3 WRMJ. I'm Kia Windsor, and I'm joined now by Nathan Sipes. Nathan is the general manager of the Aledo Opera House. Nathan, thank you so much for taking time to stop in and chat with me today.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
As we are getting into the holiday season, the schedule at the Opera House is just jam-packed. You have so much coming up. So let's start with a huge premiere this week, Wicked for Good.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are excited for this. I know new movies are really exciting for a lot of people. This is a well-loved musical. I think people are just really excited to get an opportunity to view this film in their hometown. We are holding it for 3 weeks. That's the minimum requirement for this film. So I really hope people get an opportunity to come out and see it throughout that duration. I know it is one that a lot of people want to sing along to. So maybe you come the first week and you get more familiar with those songs. You come back and you sing along the second time.
And then we get into the Christmas season. And boy, you guys are stacked for the holiday films. So tell us about that.
That's right. I think Christmas is a time where people want to watch movies with their family, especially people visiting home. So we're just trying to create a lot of diverse opportunities to catch some of these classics. But before we get to that point, I am excited about a newer one that we're going to be doing during holidays, and it's called The Christmas Spark. It is a kind of a fun, romantic, sort of Christmas holiday-themed film starring Mario Lopez. So that one will actually be free, open to the public. We're celebrating the fire department's 150th anniversary with that, sort of partnering there. So the film is based around a man who becomes a fireman.
And that one is free. So while you're downtown enjoying holidays, you can pop in and check out The Christmas Spark, is what it's called.
That's right.
At the Opera House at 8:30 on Friday night during holidays. And then we get into some of those beloved classic films.
Yeah, so it's hard to narrow down the selection, but I think we've done a good job of providing a diverse opportunity to catch some films. Keeping with our Thursday night classic theme, on the 11th, we're having It's a Wonderful Life, and on the 18th is White Christmas, which is one of my personal favorites. Those are a couple opportunities to come out. Those are one night only, so if you're interested in catching those, please make sure to put that on your calendar. In addition, we're doing Gremlins, which is a bit of an unorthodox Christmas film, but I know a lot of people really consider that to be a Christmas movie, so I hope some people come out and check that one out too. That is on December the 12th, Friday at 7 p.m. As well as on Sunday, we're doing a matinee and a 6 p.m. for most of these. So 3 and 6 p.m. for most Sunday films. On the 14th, that's Klaus, which was a animated film kind of about the origins of Santa Claus. Kind of a fun movie delving into that. Coming up on the 19th, we're doing National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which is a classic Christmas comedy. Another couple of fun classics that I know everyone loves to see. On the 20th at 3 and 6 p.m., we're doing Elf, which is a classic comedy with Will Ferrell. It's one a lot of people love. Some people might think it's a little too silly, but I think maybe you take yourself too
I'm
seriously.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the following day on the 21st is Polar Express at 3 and 6. I actually remember seeing that one in the Aledo Opera House. It's kind of fun to bring that one back. And I know that one was always well attended here. So that's why we're offering it at two times. And then after Christmas, the week following Christmas, we're showing a new Angel Films animated movie called David, focusing on King David. I am interested to see that one as well. It's a newer one. So excited to bring that into our theater.
Nathan, that sort of brings us to our next talking point. We kind of want to remind the community, I guess, about operations, hours, prices, things like that, because you do get a lot of questions about that.
Yeah, that's right. Probably one of the biggest questions that I get is, can we buy tickets at the door? Because I know a lot of people see the website and Facebook and everything, and they think maybe that's the only way to get tickets, but you can certainly buy tickets at the door. My recommendation is just that you show up about 20 to 30 minutes early, because I don't want you to get caught in line and then miss out on the first, 10 minutes of the movie. It's just best to show up early, but absolutely just walk up to the concessions counter and you can buy your tickets there. But kind of another little trick is that sometimes people are worried about us selling out. So, if we're showing a movie, even if you're not wanting to see that movie, you can show up. Probably a good trick is to show up after the movie started. We still have somebody out there working concessions, so you can walk up to that desk and say, hey, I'd like to buy tickets to an upcoming film or event in and you can absolutely do that. They'll help you find a seat, get your tickets, and you have skipped the line. So I would recommend just taking advantage of our active show times to show up and take get that business done.
We wanted to talk about the pricing for most films. Mm-hmm. Adults are going to be $10. Children, seniors, and veterans are $8, with the exception of the mezzanine. Tell us a little bit more about the mezzanine, because that is such a special part of the theater, in my opinion.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think when people show up and they don't know what to expect, they typically just say, well, I'll just get a seat on the floor, and you know, then they get an opportunity to see, oh, I think maybe I would like to upgrade to the mezzanine. So what we've done with that, instead of, as it was in the past, just offering more theater seating, you know, we thought it'd be a good opportunity to offer something a little different, something maybe special for somebody who wants a different experience. So what you'll see is in our mezzanine, we have a lot of comfortable seating, like sofas, couches, armchairs, as well as some nice side tables to set your drinks, etc. So I know that sometimes it can be difficult juggling your soda and your popcorn and your candy, especially if you, you know, have, you know, multiple people there and you're trying to get through the line. So it's nice to be able to set your concessions on the side table and just really relax and enjoy the film. So those seats are really great for just kind of maybe a date night or something. You just want a little bit extra special, as well as for our live events. I really think that's some of the best seats in the house, because you can really get into a position where you kind of have that that view of the stage where you can take it all in, and you can get really close in the corners of the mezzanine there. If you almost feel like you reach out and touch them. So
yeah,
it really is a special place.
It really is a special feature for sure. One other little trick we talked about off air that I wanted to mention is take the time to sign up to become a member, especially if you are one to purchase your tickets online. Because personally, I've attended, I'd say, a handful of movies and events so far at the Opera House, and I've already redeemed for one free ticket and some free snacks. So those points add up quick. That's when right. You become a member.
Yeah. So just by creating an account with us, which all that requires is just to put your name down, either a phone number or an email address. It gets you to start accruing points on any purchase. So you don't even have to pay for that one. That's free points just by coming and visiting us. But the advantage of becoming a member is it doubles your points accrual. So you really, like you said, you gain points really quickly. Mm-hmm. I think it pays for itself if you visit once or twice in a month. And, you know, you can get 10% off, you know, ticket prices and concessions. Mm-hmm. But really what it's about is, you know, supporting your local nonprofit theater.
Yes.
And by becoming a member and just supporting us in that way, it really does help a ton. You know, it's a good way to be among those who find out first about some upcoming events.
True.
Through the email. So, yeah, I just think it's a good opportunity to feel like you have ownership in the theater.
Yeah.
And that you
feel like you have the inside scoop a little bit. We want to encourage everyone to support this theater, especially, gosh, this time of year with all these special films that are set to play. It really is going to make it just for a magical holiday season with the Opera House. So thanks for the update, Nathan.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. And this is Farm Country 102.3.